B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Well, isn't it a happy, happy, happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley? And so I've been waiting for 3 weeks to say this. Three long, angst-filled weeks to say four little words.
Four!
Andrew, play the song. No more alarms. No more dogs barking. We could actually legitimately play the song this morning after the Sixers played their best game of the season. It was efficient. It was productive. It was impressive.
I'm trying to dumb
them. Their two stars played exceptionally well. Brett Brown coached exceptionally well. All of the supporting cast, Jay Rich, GR3, Horford off the bench, they all played. And they all played well. And they beat a real team. This isn't the Bulls. And this isn't the Grizzlies. This is the mighty Clippers. And they are mighty. Kawhi. Paul George. Lou Will. You know, they had everybody except Patrick Beverly. They had Marcus Morris. I mean, that's a great team, that Clipper team. And the Sixers beat him. It was a great basketball game. It was two heavyweights going at it. And the process is back! TTP!
Man, I'm trying to dumb that.
And here's one thing I got to say off the top. So, I want to hear from all the haters today. And you know what I'm talking about. The Simmons haters. All right? Jeff from Camden, Nick from Collegeville, Jay from West Philly, et al. All the Ben haters today. Yeah, that dude against a good team. Yeah, yeah, shot. Yeah, 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 yeah. He had a great game last night. Not only did he have a triple-double, a real bleeping triple-double. You know, that dude, through the first three quarters, a possible 36 minutes, he played 34 of them. He played 34 of 36 minutes heading into that fourth quarter. Are you kidding me? And he played incredible. His defense was sick. Paul George was getting frustrated all night. And then when he was on Kawhi, did you notice Kawhi trying to extend that forearm, trying to get loose, get free? He played elite defense. That was a game of games. That is something that portends to the future. And if you can't give it up, I don't want to hear about a bleeping jump shot. All right? I don't want to hear it. We all know that that's a prerequisite to become a top five player in the league. But that should at least give you, last night should give you some hope and gumption and faith that his game is not only just improving, but he wants to add the arsenal Again, he's going to the line fearless. He's attacking the rim fearless. He's playing great defense. He's up and down the floor, energizer. You got to give it up for Ben Simmons today. Come on. I've endured too much hate. Too much hate. Eh, your son. Eh, he stinks. All he does is... He just went, look at this. And they beat a title contender last night. How about it, Andrew?
That was awesome last night. Just such a great game for the Sixers yesterday. Really brought faith back into my mind, because I was down yesterday. When we talked about picking the game, I was like, you know, listen, those three games, Miami, Boston, those are the games that sort of brought me down. The Milwaukee loss. I didn't feel good going into last night's game, and they shut me up. Joel Embiid shut me up last night. Ben Simmons shut me up last night. They played so well.
I ain't about to shut you up. I mean...
Well, I was down. I was all right, you know what?
You should have the right to be down. It's all right.
Yeah, but they changed my opinion about this team.
Well, guess what? They played to the expectation that we all have for them. No, this is not about... Because you're not and you're not a hater.
Right.
Like other people.
But I was down after that four-game
losing streak. Yeah, well, guess what? You should have been down.
And even though they won those last two games, Chicago, whatever.
And you know the beauty of last night, too, is they won without, like, a freakish three-point shooting percentage.
Yeah, Cork Miles putting up 40 points.
Right, like the Milwaukee game. Oh, look, they just went and hit threes. They're not going to hit threes. They're front runners. Well, that wasn't about threes last night. They actually played bully ball last night.
Yes, they did. There was a moment. I don't know if it was closing the first half or closing the third quarter.
Closing the third quarter. I know exactly.
Ran down the court. Yes. Give me the ball. Yes. Zubats couldn't handle
him.
And
he got
foul.
Deep. Got deep.
That was bully ball last night.
Yeah, he got deep into his post.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Now, everybody's right to say there's a consistency deal.
Right.
Like, you need to do it now, but you need to do it on the road. But that was an impressive, it was just a good win. It was a good win, and it was it was well coached. It was, the rhythm was there. It was clean basketball. Like, that was a great basketball game.
And Al Horford played a role coming off the bench. The first time he came into the game, they were running pick and rolls, him and Tobias Harris. And that's the kind of stuff that I was looking for this season, because we know that Ben Simmons isn't the best pick-and-roll player because he doesn't have the threat to shoot. But when Tobias and Al were out there early in the first quarter when they took Joe off the court for the first time because of the two fouls, they ran a pick-and-roll game.
Yes.
And it was nice. It was pure. Because that's what he was doing in Boston.
Yeah.
He looked good yesterday. I know he only had nine, but he played his role.
He played his role, played it well. Tobias, he was aggressive. They were good. They were good last night. They were finals good. Like, they were, I can win the East good. That's how impressed. Now, again, you got to do it on the road, but they were really, really strong. They played well. I was so excited watching that game.
Right. And I don't want to forget, how about Josh Richardson? Fourth quarter, 17
Jay Rich was unbelievable. I mean,
17 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, he was sensational. It's amazing how good a ball player he's become.
Yes. Well, that's why, you know, I talked about it last week. I didn't expect the team to be that bad when he got hurt. Right?
Yes.
They went 2-4. He went down early in that game that he got hurt, so they were really 2-5 without him.
Yes.
I didn't think they were going to miss him that much. But you've seen the impact he's made in the three games he's been back, and especially last night.
Yes. 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 Well, I loved and, you know, look at how well the offense moved with Horford playing on that second unit. It just moved. You know, and I think you're going to see more. I like Robinson. I think you're going to see more Burks. You know, again, Korkmaz will get his when he's hot. I think you got a real bench and a real rotation. You got a real rotation now. I think this is it. I think, you know, like, all right. I think we talked about the All-Star break, pushing the reset button. And last night they did. Last night, they pushed the reset button. Let's go.
How much does it suck?
The same expectations. What?
That it's the All-Star break now. Like, I want to see them play again
today.
That's
all right. Yeah, no, I agree.
You know what I mean? But, I'm like, oh, yeah. I want more of this.
But you know what I love? I love the fact. It was funny. I was talking to this. I thought about this with my cousin. Brett Brown showed you how much he wanted the game last night. But he made the switch. We all thought that Horford, after the break, it would start. But he did the Horford thing last night. He wanted that game last night. He wanted the game last night. He coached a hell of a game. He really did. I'm supremely happy today. And let's not forget the Flyers. AV's actually going to join us this morning. So they get a barrage early. They're down 3-0. And this one shows you they're real. Back-to-back game. They get the barrage. Easily could quit. And they fight all the way back. 3-2. And they're buzzing third period. And it's a shame because they score. They tie it. And then big slap shot. Like seconds later.
Yeah, with under a minute to go.
Yeah, it was tough. But it showed you their fight. They showed you fight. Last night. That was AV fight last night. So I'm proud of them. All right, we got lots of... I'm in a good mood today. It's amazing.
That's nice, isn't it?
It's amazing how well, like how much they go and put you in a good mood when they play like that. Like, I'm in an Eagles mood today. Like, Eagles win...
Eagles, you're Eagles Monday right now.
Yes. Yeah, it's a Sixer Wednesday. And it feels like an Eagle win Monday to me.
Wow, that's great.
They mean a lot to me, man. I feel wonderful today. I really do. All right, 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas. And now time to talk a little bit about the Baxter. So we put the Baxter. Should we put the first half... Just throw, not even a half, because it's more like first two-thirds of the season. So we just dump him in and push the reset button last night? It starts?
Sure. Put the alarms in the Baxter.
All right. Or the Ben Haters.
Well, they always belong in
the Baxter. Can I put Jeff from Camden in the Baxter?
Sure.
Like, I love Jeff from Camden, but I want to put him in the Baxter.
Yes, he deserves being there.
All right. I'll let him out, but he's in the Baxter for now. The Baxter bag... A wonderful product, 3-cubic-yard dumpster, but in a bag. That's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores everywhere for only $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. So that thing's every bit the dumpster, but it's a bag. It's unbelievable. It's genius. Whatever your fall cleanup plans, whatever your spring cleanup plans, whatever your winter fall cleanup plans, whatever cleanup plans you got, the garage, the attic, remodeling, whatever it is, the Baxter bag can take it on. You buy it. You fill it, you schedule your collection, and poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on the man. Go to thebaxter.com, find the store nearest you for more details. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up with the Baxter. Dumpster in the back.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Cuz Radio with Chunas. I gotta tell you, I thoroughly also enjoyed the broadcast last night with Ian Eagle and Stan Van Gundy. Stan Van Gundy was tremendous, Chunas.
Yes, he was.
Last night. Tremendous.
I put out a tweet during the game yesterday saying, I wonder how many Ben Simmons haters hate listening to Stan Van Gundy. Because he just spoke glowingly of Ben the entire game.
Yeah.
And you know people are probably like, oh, shut up already.
Maybe that's why I enjoyed him so much.
Maybe that's why you also go, look, other people who are in the NBA or at least were in the NBA know that Ben Simmons is a good player.
I mean,
maybe you should open your eyes.
Right.
Because you already got a tweet, Ant, from Paul. It was one game, Ant.
I'm not here to like fight with you about it. I just want you to recognize that, yeah, like I've always agreed with the shot. Like I get it. Like I'm not, you know, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yes.
But just because he doesn't do that doesn't make him not an impactful player. And I don't think people recognize how impactful he is on the game. I mean, look, the line last night, it speaks for itself. 26 points, 12 boards, 10 assists, a steal. He ran the offense the way you'd want him to run the offense. He controlled the game. 22 attempts from the field. He played 43 minutes. You know?
43 minutes.
I mean, I look at that.
How many guys are giving you that?
I mean, come on. I mean, I look at that and I just go, let's be real here. Let's be real. Look what he did. Look how he completely impacts the game. It's not worthy of this, you know. And then don't you look foolish now that, trade this one, trade that one. You know, listen, forget about it's one game. It's what I said yesterday. As much as I was like annoyed by Embiid and the whole thing, and last night does the same thing. Oh, I love my city and whatever. Like all that nonsense. I don't really care about the nonsense. But when people call up and go, "We'll trade him," or "We'll trade Ben," and this one, he doesn't like Ben. What are you kidding me? Like, what's not to like about a dude that's going to get you the ball? Like, I never understood that. Like, and there is something that is real, and there's something real about them playing together in their third year together. That's all. I'm not saying they won the championship. However, they show you a window into what could be. And that's what I'm celebrating today. The window in what could be. Make sense?
I like this window. It's a nice window.
It is. I feel like I'm looking out over the ocean.
Birds chirping.
Right. I'm looking out over the Mediterranean in my outside my window.
Seeing some dolphins.
Or brigantine. Right?
I like the brigantine window.
Look at the ocean. The whole ocean. It is. You would too. It's outside.
We got the screen, though, so the greenheads don't get in.
Right.
Right.
Whatever you like, looking at that window. Right? Like, that's a nice view. Right, like here's the skyline, Philadelphia skyline. It's a nice view. Let's go to start off. Let's start off with Jay.
Yo, what's going on?
What's up? What's up, brother?
It's two things you got to remind me. I got to remind you before I get off. But yo, great game last night by the kids, man. Great game. There's nothing I can say about that, but. It looked cool when they was in the low pick and roll and everything. Yeah, his defense was good. And you took the words out of my mouth. I actually seen him running the play yesterday, like telling everybody where to go and everything.
Yeah, he was in control. Like, that's a point guard, right? Like, I agree. Like, that's a point guard.
Yeah, I did.
He control pace.
Yeah, I don't know if Brett was calling more plays, but I heard him, like, pointing and telling people, yo, you get over there, let's do this or whatever. That's why I say no more moles, man. I don't want no Cowboys, no Celtics, no nothing, man. As soon as Horford go out, you see how much more space was open? It's crazy. He a mole, man. He came here to mess us up. I don't want no Cowboys, no Celtics. Oh, man.
But the Horford thing worked off the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it worked.
It worked off the bench.
Because he had room and it was a semi-scoring option on the second unit.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think for the first time, There was, like, the rotation makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think they're legit. Like, there's good roles here.
And for the kids, they still young. They probably look at Horford as a veteran because, like, I remember when Embiid was talking to him All-Star weekend. Like, he was bending his ear about the history of the league and all that.
Yeah.
That video they had. So I think with him off the floor, because Tobias was more aggressive.
He was. He was more aggressive. You're right.
Exactly.
And I can't say. And here's the beauty of last night, too. That was a good ball game. Like, that was.
Yeah.
That, like, if you love basketball, right? Like, to me, that was a great, that was a well played, not a lot of turnovers.
Exactly.
It was a legit, like, two teams that you don't get in the regular season a lot.
No, but I like the way they fought back because the third quarter, it was coming back when Kawhi was hitting the threes and everything.
Yeah.
Joe was just running. I mean, he was under the basket.
Yes.
Like, there was nothing they could do about it.
Yeah.
But that's what I think with Horford off the floor. Like you said, those three was able to control the game. Because Tobias, he need that space too. Like I said, Horford, a veteran to them. So they probably look, all right, let's get Al going.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. I like the spacing. Yeah. There's so much I loved about last night.
They was running the low pick and rolls with him.
Yeah.
Joe. Like,
yeah.
Joe was just moving people so they could get to the lane and all that stuff. So last night, but like I said, it got to continue. But I said, I got to call Cousin Metal, though, man.
I tell him. You know, listen, you know I love that. I do. I love Simmons. I do. I've always loved him.
Yeah. And that's why I get on him, because, like you said, I would just need him to come up to, like, Joe level, because it looked like he was hurting him. But, like I said, last night, I think, because they still young. Like I told you last time, they young, but they play off veterans. Like you said, I think they was bored. And like when
they, I think like that, I always think that's a thing with Embiid. Yeah, and thanks, my bro. I appreciate you calling, man.
Two things I need you to bring back. Like I asked you before, when the boy Heck come on,
yeah,
if you could get him with the league to like have the Sixers wear the old big shot uniforms when you play in like rival teams like the Celtics or the Lakers.
You know what? I'm gonna have Chris on at some point, and I'll have him take calls.
And the other thing,
yeah,
I need you to do a football season. I need you to bring the hat back, man.
Oh, the Steve Martorano hat.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Let him do the hat.
All right.
Put that in your notebook.
Oh, you got it, brother. Hat. I'll bring the hat back. Yeah, that's good, Jay. Right. Thanks, baby. Appreciate it. Now, listen, I do think the board thing is real with Embiid. I think he's supremely intelligent, but I think it's a long season and he gets bored. I think there's, again, I always talk about finding your motivation. Like, what's your motivation? I know people go, what do you mean? You know, all that money and paid and motivated. Yeah, yes, but you also have to be, the engagement has to come from somewhere, right? The engagement, night in, night out. You know, what's your muse? That's a real deal. Doesn't matter about being paid. You're going to get paid regardless. What is your muse? That's a big deal.
Yeah, we saw it last night early. When he scored, it was the N1, and he started waving to the crowd, making them make noise. You heard the trust the process chance again at the free throw line, which we heard his first two, three seasons in the NBA. So it's good to see that back, that entertainment value back, which is what he wants to do. He's an entertainer too. And that's why, like, the social media, the trolling, I get it. It bothered me too. But I was like, all right, let me see if that is what it is that gets him going. And for some sick reason, it is what gets him going. And we saw him play well yesterday. We saw the old Joel Embiid last night, getting into it with Marcus Morris yesterday. That was the Joel Embiid that we all fell in love with, and he also puts up 26 points, which helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I'll deal with the Twitter crap. I'll deal with it, I guess. If you're putting up 26 and 10 or 26 and 12 on a given night, go for it.
Yeah, just play ball, man.
I don't care.
But if you want to do whatever, I don't really care. I just want a game like last night. Like that's all I want. You give me that every night, I don't really care what you do. I could care less what you do, in fact. Aaron in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron!
Yo, what's going on, cuz?
What's
you
up?
You know what happened last night, man? It made me excited. When you think about it, the Clippers wanted to win that game.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't come in there like
without a doubt.
Some people, they definitely wanted to win that game because they got embarrassed, I guess, against Minnesota and all that a week ago or something.
Yeah.
So they want to come strong, especially against a good young team like that, to show them that they ain't that good, or if y'all face us, what we going to do to y'all? And they just stood up to the challenge, man. And I like that. And I like when a broadcaster that's not from the city, a national guy like Steve Van Gundy was, that give Ben Simmons some praise. He actually said you can put them in the same breath with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard because he's a great two-way player. I was like, yo, that's what people need to hear.
Yes.
This guy can play, man. I mean, Simmons hate, man, please hang up on people today. Two triple doubles back to back. He's going to the basket reckless. He's finding people. He's directing the offense. What else do they want from this guy? Steve Smith said it the best. He said he dominates a game without even shooting. He said it wasn't too many people that came in this league that could do that.
Yeah.
He dominates a game. And we can't see that, man. And great move by Brett, bringing Hartford off the bench. I don't want to see Court Miles starting because I think he's better coming off the bench because, you know, it's better defensive guys at the beginning of the game. You know what I mean? They started for a reason. So he couldn't get his shot off like that. He's better like when the second unit, when the other guys come in from the other team, their second unit, so he can get his shot off. Like I told you before, I'll put Robinson in there. I'll start him. I really will start him. And that's,
you know, it's interesting, like, who you start at that spot. And Robinson looked good. I still don't know. See, to me, Korkmaz and Alec Burks are the same guy where they're going to give you flurry threes. So,
do you
start one of them? Like, do you start one of them and then leave Matisse to be the defensive guy along with Horford and whoever you don't start along with Robinson? Like, that's a pretty good rotation you got. Like, it really is.
And
to me, it's Burks or Korkmaz. Whoever's hitting is going to be on the floor.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. But just a great overall game, man. When they had to D it up, they D'd it up.
I'm so excited, man.
They played good, man. Then I'm flicking back and forth. I'm looking at the Fly guys, too, man. I thought they was going to pull it out, man. When they tied it up 3-3, they tied it up, and they got, I mean, it was stuff hitting off the goalposts. It was like three scores they should have scored on. I'm like, where's the button? They should have scored like three times on them, but it was hit the goalposts. It was all, you know, the Flyers give up too many. This one right against the Flyers. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm just a brother watching hockey. They get a puck up too much in their own end. They turn over too much.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is Ghost is not good defensively, and sometimes I thought last night. So I did the stagger, and I watched the Flyers after the DVR Flyers, and watched, and I fast forward to the set because I was checking the score. I was like, oh man, they came back, so I was like, awesome. And then when you see, so I was impressed last night because it was a tough back to back.
Right.
And, like, they came back and they dominated play the last two periods. They dominated play. They really did. That showed me something, man.
Yeah, they're a tough, gritty team, man, and they won't quit.
Yeah, so
we're gonna have a good spring and summer, baby.
I hope so, brother. I feel it, man. Thank you, Aaron. I feel it. Good spring and summer. Because now I'm a big believer in that reset button. Like, push the button. Like, delete. Like, so you just delete the first, how many games did they play? Look at their the total. So I'll delete everything up to last night. So it's like, delete.
So you're deleting 55 games.
Yes.
The 27 games left.
Yes.
These 27 games are what matter.
Well, I'll delete 54 of the games.
Okay, last night.
I'm going to keep last night as, here, boys, this is how you're going to play.
You should do 53. Because you got to keep the bully ball game one.
It's the first game, yeah. Hey, I'm thinking about it.
Last time you saw it.
Yeah. Last night was pretty good. Last night, I mean, Ben's defense was absurd last night. You know that.
Yeah.
But his defense, was ridiculous.
It was first team defense like last night.
Yeah. Yeah. Hassan, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hassan.
Hey,
hey, what's up, Hassan?
Hey, man, how you doing today?
Good, good.
Good, man. Hey, listen, man, I love you when you sound, when you just sound this way. I hate to hear when you down, and because you can just hear me being a South Philly guy. Man, I just hate when you just, I love when you sound like this. And for Andrew, listen, man, there's, like Ann said in the beginning of the show, there's a difference between being down and hating. We all get down at times, man, whatever the situation may be. But because we want the team to play like to their expectations.
Yes.
So it's okay to be down, but you're not a hater.
There's right.
There is a difference between hating and just being down. But like I think it was Eagle or Van Gundy said last night, he referenced him, when the team plays like this, they are one of the probably the top three teams in the league, and they can beat anybody. We just wanted, I think where we get down at is because we wanted to translate over to the room.
Yes. And
that's, I think that's where we just get down at. We want to see the same thing. Like, this is the new blueprint. Let's grab that Boston game we talk about. This is the blueprint, and I like how, I think Brett hears you, man, how he tweaked the offense where he brought Horford off the bench. He rotated the guys good. Robinson played. Oh, that's terrible, man. I mean, he doesn't all, he's not a big scorer, but at key moments in the game, his defense is just on spotlight. The blocks and the, just like, even with, they just, you see them on the side, on the timeout, yeah, on the side, talking to one another.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ben going up to Joel and like all these people talking about they can't play together. And like, where's that come? Don't let your frustration with the game roll over into you just hating on a guy for no particular reason. Yeah, okay, yeah, everybody wants to see that jump shot. We all do, but with a game like last night and the game we've seen, that'll come. We'll take, like, look at all the great ones. I'm 52. I've seen some great players, and they all weren't as good as they were in the beginning.
Hey, I got to tell you. Amen, brother. I mean, you, Hassan, I love you, man. I'm going to put you in the mix for call of the week. All right? So hold on. We give away at the end of, on Fridays, a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. You captured the whole hate versus being down. You nailed it, Hassan. You really did. Let's talk about Parks Casino, shall we? Tomorrow, we'll be there 4 for $4, casino of choice. The hometown casino, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. The great, the sportsbook's ridiculous. The wraparound video wall, the whole thing. If you can't get there, don't fret. You just go to parkscasino.com/PA or go and get, you can download the app from the Apple Store, the iTunes Store, and you can check out all they got to offer right here. I'm on the app right now. It's going to get a little quiet. But you're going to have some great stuff, man. All just to look at all spring. And they got everything. Even the XFL, if you want it. But all kinds of NBA stuff. College basketball, like Temple tonight. Temple is a 3-point favorite at Tulane. So, you know, I'm looking at the Parks app right now as we speak. Villanova, I love Villanova tonight against Marquette. Villanova gets right tonight with a big win against Marquette, late a 5 with the Cats. I like him tonight. You can check out all that great stuff and get a up to $500 Insight credit to your account, risk-free bet, if you use the promo code CUZ Radio. That's right, CUZ, C-U-Z, Radio, and you get your free, up to $500 free bet, which is a site credit. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
75 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, welcome back. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis, and joining us, what a terrific, terrific run and ride this is has been and going to be. They played their hearts out last night. The coach of your Flyers, Alain Vigneault, joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. AV, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great. I got to tell you, I know you don't believe much in the tough losses in that sense, but you get early first period, you're down 3-0, and they came back and they fought and they controlled the last two periods.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the game didn't get off to the start that we would have liked to, but, you know, every game is different. And last night, unfortunately, we tipped the first goal into the back of our net, and the second and third goal for them, bad plays on our part. But we were still right there, and we could feel it. Like, we were playing pretty well. And in the second and the third, we totally dominated puck possession. We totally dominated shots and scoring chances. We're able to tie it. And, with a little less than a minute less, we're in pretty good shape in our zone. Puck ends up at the point. And, in that situation, you need either a block shot or a save. Unfortunately, our guys tried hard, but we couldn't do it. It was a tough loss, but it's such a tight race right now. We don't have time to dwell on it. We're traveling to Florida in a couple of minutes here, and we got to get ready for this next game. That's the most important thing for us right now.
Yeah, I just love the way you had those kids fighting. There was a play before Couturier ties it, Konechny has one. He's so close. You remember the play?
Yes, exactly. Well, he hits the post, and Couturier has got basically a goaltender lying on the ice, and all he's got to do is flip it over him, and he just can't do it. And, it was one of those games where we had so many chances to tie it and probably take the lead because our puck possession and our attempts to for shots and chances was just dominating.
Yeah.
Some nights it's going to be like that where, the other goaltenders, the other team's goaltenders making a big difference, and their guys certainly did last night.
Yeah, but I just love where this team is at right now. I mean, how are you feeling about, and listen, you've been through these wars, and how are you feeling about this team and where they're at? I mean, look, throughout the Devils game, the Washington game was incredible. That's true. That was, you beat them at home and on the road. And Monday night, I'm sorry, I'm just excited.
Yeah, no, I believe that what we've done is what we've needed to do. We our guys came to Philly at the beginning of the year. We had a plan in place, and basically we've, stuck to that plan. This team, this group of players has improved. It's gotten better individually, but it's gotten better collectively. Our defensive part of our game, I think we're the team in the NHL right now that's given us the least amount of shots per game. So just by doing that, you're giving yourself a chance. Then you need a couple of saves, and then obviously with the puck, we need to make a couple of plays. And I think our group has understood that there's certain percentages that you have to play with, where you're making the better play, where you're giving yourself a better chance offensively, and you're also giving yourself a better chance defensively by making the right play with the puck. And that's what we've done. We've continued to improve, and now we've got, 25 games left here for this final push, and we need to be good. We need to be sharp. We're right where we want to be, and it should be a lot of fun for players, coaches, and fans. I mean, this is as good as it gets. Every game is so meaningful, And that's why we're all in this, for the competition and the love of the game.
Well, I can tell you, though, your system has been just a breath of fresh air. I mean, it's been so much fun to watch. It's been a blast this year. And it's amazing because I thought, like, you wondered defensively what kind of impact it would have. And now that they've gotten it, you're right, they've been a better defensive team.
Yeah, well, I've always preached and believed that, you know, obviously it depends on your talent level and your skill level, but up-tempo and fast-paced where everybody knows where the puck is supposed to go, it permits your team to play with that extra step and that extra quickness. And you can do that with the puck and you can do that without the puck. Definitely, I think we've seen some benefits as far as our defensive game. We're in the top 10 in goals against, but like I mentioned, we're number one in shots against in the league, which is a step in the right direction. And we're also, you know, obviously we're playing, in my estimation, faster than we were at the start of the year. So, you know, we got to put it all together. We still have ways to go as far as improvements, but we're on the right track and we're definitely ready for this final stretcher.
Yeah, you know what's great too is that you have such a good mix of youth with the veterans. You get Farabee back. You know, I mean, listen, Konechny, you can't take your eyes off him. And he just wants to win so badly. I love that kid. I love the way he plays that kid. My God.
You talk about him, and we sort of needed a connecting shot block yesterday, like the game before against Florida. He had five huge shot blocks. And I mentioned after the game that, you know, those are as important as a goal, depending on, you know, the game and the type of game that's being played. And last night we would have obviously needed one of those. Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get it. But now, you know, that game's behind us. We focus on Florida. It's going to be a good game, a tough game. They just won last night. So even playing field, three games in four nights with both teams. So should be a good one.
How's Carter Hart look? The first game back Monday night look good.
Yeah.
Guys play great in front of him. How are you feeling about him right now?
I give him full marks on that. Obviously, it took a little longer as far as recovery than we anticipated. We had anticipated a maximum of 21 days. It took 27, but, you know, as a goaltender, you know, you need to be at 100%. And he was, he did his rehab, you know, with a lot of passion and probably with more time than we wanted him to. But he pushed himself. He got himself ready. And with just a couple of short practices, went in goal, and he was the difference in that Florida game. He made some big saves at key times. And obviously, the next time we use him, which is probably going to be tomorrow, he's going to have to be ready for it.
That's great. AV, I know you're catching a bus, man. Thank you so much, brother. We'll look forward to talking you down the line. It's been great so far. So keep it going,
pleasure,
man.
Anytime. Thanks a lot. Take care.
AV, Alain Vigneault on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. And as they catch a bus from the island, get to the airport to go to Florida to take on the Panthers. We saw the game Monday night. And again, I thought they dominated the second two periods.
Yeah.
It was a joy last night.
It was a good sports night.
It was a great sports night. You know, what's funny, Junis, is that I was in such a happy mood, right? So I had DVR'd Flyers. And I watched Sixers and I DVR Flyers, and then I saw the Celtics lose, and I was like happy. Like, it would have been better if Flyers would have won, obviously.
Right.
But I felt good. I still felt good about them because of the way they came back. And look, say what you want, but that Pullock slap shot, ooh, I mean, he's got a cannon.
That's unreal.
I mean, that thing is that was a howitzer. So, you know, I mean, it was a tough break. Because they battled all the way back and they played their ass off.
But you said it right at the start of the show. You said last night showed that the Flyers are real because they came back from being down 3-0 on the second game of a back to back, and that was a nice win that Monday game against the Panthers. Yeah. So you might say, all right, emotional letdown game two. No, they came back being down 3-0 and they lose with under a minute left. Yeah. You know, good fight from the Flyers yesterday.
Yeah, it was good
night. Good night for Philadelphia.
It was. It was one of those nights where you start to feel good about things. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.